scripture reading this evening will be coming from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained a witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it being dead still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Good evening. Appreciate your song selection, Jacob, especially that last one. From the very first time that I heard that song, it became one of my favorites. And it's not so much the melody of it that's so catchy, but the words are just awesome. And so that's one of my favorite songs, and I appreciate you leading that for us this evening. In our last lesson, we talked about 1 Corinthians 16 and about contribution. And the basic points we touched on in that was this, that on the first day of the week, that the Corinthian church, as has been instructed by Paul to other congregations, that they would lay by themselves in store. In other words, they would, as God has prospered them, they would lay by in store so that there wouldn't have to be a special gathering when Paul was there to take a gift to Jerusalem. That's our example for giving on the first day of the week. We also mentioned that in 2 Corinthians it says that God loves a cheerful giver and that our giving shouldn't be begrudging or of necessity, but rather because that's what we want to do. The next lesson on our green card that we're covering is faith. I skipped the section on the qualifications for elders and deacons because I think it needs more attention than our devotional period, and I'm working on a series of lessons to deal with that topic. But here I want us to talk about faith, for we can do a pretty simple lesson on this topic for this evening. I want to begin with the Bible definition of faith, which comes in the first verse that Jacob read for us. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Our faith is based on things we've heard, that we've read, that's been taught to us, but not on things we didn't see Jesus Christ. The apostles, you know, their faith was based on something different than ours because they walked around with Jesus Christ. They watched Him heal people and raise the dead and walk on the water and feed all those thousands of people with almost no food. And then they saw Him resurrected from the grave. So their faith is based on what they saw. And that's what they preached to us through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But our faith is based on heaven. We haven't seen heaven. We just have descriptions of it somewhat so we can know. Eternal life is not something you can actually see, but you can picture. And the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we read about it, but we didn't see it, but we can picture it in our minds. It comes from a word, a Greek word, pistis, which is often translated faith, but also assurance, and that's a good definition. Belief, and that's the way it's typically used by most people, and fidelity. Those are some other words that this word can be translated. Now, we want to look at the Bible uses of the word faith because there's two main ones. The first one is personal belief. In other words, in Hebrews 11:6, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's talking about me. I can't please God unless I believe in Him. I can't please God unless I believe that Jesus is His Son and died on the cross for my sins. That's personal faith. That comes from, then we just talked about that verse. In John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That's that personal belief that we have that Jesus is the Son of God. John 8:24, Jesus said of Himself, "Unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." Now that's a pretty powerful statement on why we need to have faith. Without it, we can't please God. Without it, we can't go to heaven. We're going to die in our sins. But then there's a different use of the word faith in the Scriptures that has to do with what's the basis of what I believe. Where do I get my faith in God and Jesus Christ? It comes from that which is preached to me. And so we can see it mentioned this way. In Acts chapter 6, it says that they were obedient to the faith. That doesn't mean they were obedient to what somebody believed. They were obedient to that which was taught that allowed them to believe that. In Acts 14:22, they were encouraged to continue in the faith. In 1 Corinthians 16:13, to stand fast in the faith. In 2 Corinthians 13:5, this is a peculiar text. "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith." I can't be in the faith unless I believe that which was preached to me, the faith. Jude 3, we're to earnestly contend for the faith. Now, in every one of those texts, it has the word "the" right in front of faith. That "the" means this is the only one. This is the only message, the basis, the system of faith, the basis of our personal faith. And that's the way, the other way that that word is used in the Scriptures. Now, how important is it? We've already mentioned, without it, we can't be pleasing to God. It's impossible to please God unless you have faith. But it can't just be any faith. It has to be that faith which is based on that which He's given us, the gospel of His Son, Jesus Christ. Without faith, we can't be saved. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, "For by grace through faith are you saved." In John 3:16 and John 8:24, if you believe, you have a chance to be saved, but if you don't believe, you're condemned. That's an interesting text from John 3:14 all the way through 18 about that. John 8:24, we mentioned a while ago, Jesus said, "Unless you believe that I am He, you'll die in your sins." Well, what about some examples of this faith that we're talking about? Hebrews 11:4 in our text tonight says, "By faith Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain." In Hebrews 11:7 it says, "By faith Noah, being warned of God, moved with fear to the building of an ark by which he saved his house and condemned the world and became the heir of the righteousness which is by faith." Hebrews 11:8, "By faith Abraham left his family, his homeland, his father's house, and went to a place he'd never been before because God told him to." Later, Abraham was told to offer your only promised son, Isaac, as a sacrifice to me on the altar, and he was willing to do that. In Hebrews 11, it says he was willing to do that because he knew that if God needed to, in order to keep His promises to him, He would raise Isaac from the dead. Beginning in verse 20, and to the end of the chapter, it gives other examples of faith. And then at the beginning of chapter 12, it says that we are encompassed by such a great cloud of witnesses. Witnesses to us because of their faith, demonstrated by their willingness to obey God. And that's how important faith is for us. We need to have the faith of Abel and Noah and Abraham and Enoch, and walk with God, be pleasing unto Him, because if we believe and obey, He's promised that we can have our sins washed away and stand before Him justified in the day of judgment. If you're here this evening and you're not a child of God because you've not obeyed the gospel, or if you're a child of God who is not being faithful for some reason, we're offering you the opportunity this evening to get your life right with God. Don't delay. Won't you come today as we stand and sing our song of encouragement?